With us, it will have blown over.
As always, my dear friends, it brings me much joy to join with you once more. I would like to speak with you this time a little about your thinking. As always, I am sure you know by now that this topic is most important to you. You know and understand how important your thinking is, and that your thoughts become reality. But I have to say this to you, that perhaps you have not considered asking to be taken to the library of the mind. You are aware of the libraries in our world full of knowledge.
Yes, we are aware. Yes, it had not occurred to me, I must admit, to ask to be taken there.
Yes, it is possible, and you, my dear friends, have reached a point in your own developments where this may be possible for you. But firstly, you must understand what you are asking. All knowledge is open to you. But let me say this to you, that the knowledge that you gain will be on a spiritual level and may well be forgotten as you return to this earthly plane. This you understand.
Yes.
But it remains that it is possible for you to enter our libraries of the mind, if that is what you so desire.
That this would be during meditation, would it?
During meditation, in your sleep state, no matter, provided that you have asked.
Would it possibly provide more insight at certain times, for instance when we are meditating in the future, if we have asked to be taken? although we may forget it physically when we return, is it possible that we might access some inspiration whilst meditating?
Yes. That would be the purpose.
Yes, that's what I
mean. Of doing so.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
How many times have you pondered upon some question?
Yes.
And you have not been given an answer.
Right.
Yeah. Or you feel you have not been given an answer.
Mm.
The answer is available to you all.
Right. Yes, I understand.
And if forgotten, I imagine there might nevertheless be an influential feeling lurking there.
Yes, of course. Although it may not at once spring to your mind, there of course would be that spiritual influence upon you.
So in meditation or in sleep, we could ask for a particular matter to be revealed.
Yes.
In the library.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Interesting.
Remember, the library of the mind does not have any books.
No.
But all is available to you.
Wonderful.
I would like you to remember that all of this information can be sourced.
Yes.
And again, my dear friends, all you need to do is to ask, to be genuine, and to ask in love. After all, our purpose in our world is to come and to help you in your progression. It may be that you feel your questions are irrelevant, but how can they be if they are already in your mind? You understand?
Yes.
Yes, that's the most interesting thought. Thank you.
Yes.
Always, my dear friend, that is the purpose of my visits to you. That we expand your thinking, which in turn expands that spiritual progression. And although, as I have said previously, you are not always aware of your own progression, let me reassure you that indeed each one of you is moving forward. Have you any questions?
Well, yes, curiously enough, I had a question because there has recently been a program on TV entitled What Makes a Genius? And during the program, several ideas were put forward regarding what does not make a genius. It does not seem to help to give extra tuition. It does, and a genius does not seem to be part of the mainstream in school. He tends to be one who steers his own course, has his own thoughts. But I think from what you previously told us, that a genius results from spiritual connection. Would you care to add to that?
Yes. I think, my dear friends, that you would agree that many people have equal opportunities in life.
Yes.
But there comes before you all throughout your history, people that you on earth would call geniuses.
Yes, an example would be Albert Einstein, who was actually expelled from school.
Yes.
But he became a genius.
I believe I have said to you that these people are influenced greatly from our world.
Yes, yes you have.
But more than that, they have experienced and felt much in previous lifetimes, which they have accumulated and have chosen lifetimes where that accumulation of knowledge is to be used.
Yes, and so their own soul connection would be most important.
Of course, without it, they could not be as they are.
And does that also explain why certain gifts or talents suddenly blossom when triggered quite quickly at specific times? They may not show in the early life, especially, but perhaps when the time is right, something triggers a past memory. Can that explain why?
When the spirit is touched, then all of these gifts will come to the fore.
Yes, yeah, because I've noticed some people are very able from a young age, and for others it can be a bit later. Their gifts seem to flourish at different times.
All of you, my dear friends, have your own particular gifts.
Yes.
What is relevant is whether those gifts are necessary for this lifetime.
Yes, I see.
Do you see?
Yes.
That all of you, at some point in your evolution, have been gifted. It is a word that I find a little odd, because gifts, as you mean, is something given to you,
yes,
when in fact all of these gifts are innate within you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You understand?
Yes, I understand, and I see that everyone has many different gifts,
yes,
or different, I don't know what to use, abilities, or innate abilities.
Yes. Yeah. But the important issue is whether those gifts are to be used within any one life.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there needs to be a greater purpose,
yes,
attached to the bringing forth of.
Yes, like the ones you call a genius.
Mm-hmm.
They have agreed to reincarnate into this world in order that those gifts make an impact.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yes, so it would be largely an own soul connection. Would there also, not, or might there also be influences from other spirit?
Yes, the spirit.
Angelic, for example.
Spirit is never alone whilst you inhabit these earthly garb. Always there will be influence from our world as well as from the soul. You understand?
Yes.
And that being also can call upon us in our world for that help which they feel they need.
Mm. That also be saying that the thinking and the help from our spirits in your world. I'm using the words. A spirit came through me with the Inca language the other week. You said it was Inca. And my husband was taping this language to put on a disc, and I was in another room, and I thought to myself, I wonder if I can speak this language now, being awake. Well, I was awake, but, you know, just out of my own bat. And to my surprise, I could do it. I was speaking quite fluently. Now, is this because I have an Inca spirit with me closely, or was this again my thought, or what was it?
Yes, it is exactly what we have been discussing, where your thought becomes the reality.
Mm-hmm.
It is that simple.
Right.
And because you had the trigger of the words, that thought was more easily used for the reality.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Yes, I do understand, but...
But you are also confused.
Slightly. So at any time, if I wanted to, I could come out with this language?
If you so desired, if the thought is powerful enough, but there would, I would say to you, need to be some trigger, such as in meditation,
mm-hmm.
or as in the instance you have recalled, where you are hearing the words.
Right.
You understand?
Yes, yes, thank you.
You are not yet at that station where you can immediately create reality with a thought, unless you are in a state of meditation, which you were before. Again, it relates to what I have told you this time, that your thought is all powerful, but you must have the willingness and the love behind the thought to make it reality.
Sally, thank
you.
As there is, you know, if you're painting, you are often channeling some inspiration of spirit to help with a painting. And with music, I can channel when I'm playing the piano sometimes. Is it similar with languages? You are channeling the language.
Yes, but what the difference is with painting and music, you are providing the instrument by the hand
right.
to be used.
Yes.
Or the voice to be used.
Mm-hmm.
But first you must have the thought patterns.
Right.
You understand?
Yes, you have to have some understanding.
Yes.
You must have some connection with what yes. it is you're doing.
It is slightly different from our dear lady friend who has a connection from past times with this particular language.
Ah, yes.
With music and painting, it is available to all.
Yes.
But if it is chosen to be in this lifetime, then you will be influenced until such time as those gifts are used.
Yes.
Can you see the difference?
Yes. Yes, there is an influence, yes, until the time is right.
Yes.
Yes. Mm. I wondered because recently I was singing with somebody and he was playing music which I didn't know very well, jazzy music, and I was improvising, but I was very surprised by what I could do, not really knowing that particular type of music, and that made me wonder if I felt, I know that someone was helping, someone yes. must have been with me.
What you have done is provided the situation.
Yes.
So therefore, the influence was able to come and to influence you.
Yes.
Although you were not aware,
yes,
mainly of that kind of music.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Oh, it's very interesting. It makes me feel that many things are possible.
Not many.
All things are possible. Yes, it's very exciting.
A small word within your language.
Yes.
But it has a powerful meaning.
Yes.
Perhaps it is a word that you could all dwell upon. Mm. Mm. Yes.
Any questions, Paul?
Yeah, I did have a question, actually. I was thinking about, legends can, be quite useful in that they're something for lots of people to, put their thoughts onto in a way and capture the imagination in positive ways sometimes. And I was, one that sort of captured my heart was, for many years was, the King Arthur story. And I wondered if, that there's a lot of, it's been embellished a lot and over the centuries. And, in some ways that's helped in a way, I guess it's made it more colourful and, I see it as one of these legends that has given people a lot of hope through a lot of dark centuries and things. They've had something to inspire them.
Yes.
But I wonder if you could sort of chisel out a little bit of the facts from the fiction, a bit of that one.
It is to you, my dear friends. You are one who also thinks deeply on many things. Within your world, from the time of its very existence to the present time, there have been many stories that mankind has taken to his heart.
Yeah.
I am happy for your question, and I do understand where you are leading to. But my purpose in coming to you, my dear friends, is not to take all of these things and give you more detail. Mm. This is a question that you could find from the Library of the Mind,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you so desired. Mm. But my purpose is to bring to you all that is true, not upon this planet, but in all matters spiritual. But what I will say to you is this, that any legends or stories, no matter how you name them, if it brings a purpose to the living of mankind, then so be it. Mankind has always strived to find fact from fiction. That is part of the human nature. And you, my dear friends, are no exception on that. I am sure if everyone within this room were to speak, they could find a tale or a legend or a story or some part of history which brings them hope, which to them is an idealism for living.
Yes,
so you see, I could spend many eons of your time in trying to separate fact from fiction. I gently say to you, my dear friends, we will leave that to you to allow your brain to function and remain healthy. It is not something I wish to embark upon. You understand. I know I have in times past clarified situations for you, but that is not my purpose.
Could I just add that I think part of the King Arthur legend is the searching for the Holy Grail, and I think that is, that symbolizes seeking.
Yes.
And part of your coming to us is to stimulate perhaps our seeking.
Yes.
So there might be a symbolic connection there.
Yes. Yet it does not harm mankind to seek the truth. Yes, all of these things, when the time is right, mankind will discover what is true and what is false. After all, can you remember how long it took man to understand that he would not fall from this earthly planet when he sailed upon your seas?
Mm-hmm.
The information was not given straight away. Mankind had to decide and seek for himself.
And get himself into all sorts of pickles on the way. I was going to ask a question about, a medical question, if I may, about asthma, which is one of the problems which we seem to be getting ourselves steadily deeper into. And especially young children seem to be more afflicted with that breathing problem in the modern world today. I feel there's possibly a multiplicity of reason for that, which would include perhaps use of vacuum cleaners, putting dust into the, fine particles of dust into the air, becoming allergic to various pollens, stress, but there may be spiritual implications as well. Could you help us to understand this this increasing medical problem which we seem to be developing?
Yes, I understand your question. Of course, there is always a spiritual aspect of all that happens in your heart. This you know by now. As this planet has progressed and mankind has created many abuses of this planet, this you agree with by now. There is a time when mankind has ignored many warning signs. And you now have people come to this world. And because of the conditions of this world, there are many problems. One being asthma that you have named. I am going to, my dear friends, put back this question to each one of you before I give my answer. What do you suppose the spiritual nature is of this condition?
Yes, it might be losing our way spiritually.
Losing our way.
Not feeling relaxed. The breath is central to, well, taking in life, breathing properly, taking in.
I will stop there because our dear friend has hit upon the true problem. When one cannot breathe, breath is the very being of life. When one cannot breathe properly, it is a cry for help, that life is not being sustained in the way that it should. Many who come to your world today know and recognize that they are coming to a lifetime where they cannot speak as they find freely. That the intake of the breath is not as pure as it should be. Those who come to this world at this time and suffer with this condition have agreed to do so in order that mankind may see the error of his ways. Therefore, if there are so many, mankind has to stop and think, what are we doing wrong? Therefore, this almost epidemic proportion of what you call asthma and breathing conditions is a sign from our world that all is not well. And mankind has to address the problems of your world. And my dear friend has already quoted atmospheric conditions, pollution, all of these things.
Yes, and I note you say problems in the plural.
Yes.
So there will be many factors that
yes.
are more.
Yes.
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 Because in Mexico, where pollution is very high, there is very little asthma. Would this perhaps be because the people wouldn't have a chance, they decided not to come back with the condition because there wouldn't be a chance of helping them there because they're so poor?
There is always a reason for returning to a lifetime with any condition that is between our world and the spirit who wishes to reincarnate. Of course, there is always reasoning behind all action. And it is too diverse to go into in one meeting. But we can return another time and discuss it more fully.
Thank you. Do most souls have physical infirmity or imperfections?
Not at all.
No, I won't.
No. It depends on the reason for returning to another lifetime.
No.
You cannot generalize. Unless, as we say, with those returning now, who have agreed to return with this asthma problem, they have agreed, as many, to return at the same time. Within 1,000 years of your time, of course. I do not mean they reincarnate together. And again, as we approach the time issue, we are getting into more complicated matters.
Well, the fact that more and more children are being affected by asthma would seem to connect with more people returning for this purpose at this time.
Of course, that is why you are now finding that it is the young people who are displaying all of these conditions. I hope that has been a little helpful to you.
Yes, that does explain the child aspect in this, which is very interesting.
And also when it's children, we don't like to see them suffering, so it's looked into even more, I would imagine.
Yes.
And that would perhaps be the same thing with depression. A lot of young people seem to be getting depression these days, and that could be for the same reason.
It is an indication that life is not as it should be. All too often we listen to you in your world speak about progress, but it is not progress. What you are doing to your heart. For this time, I will leave you to work a little with this instrument and allow you to continue with this evening, and you should find that each one of you is given a little clairvoyance. So may I leave you, as always, with my love.
Thank you. And that again, you've given us much to think about.
I am always happy to hear those words.
Oh.
And I thank you all, my dear friends, for that.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.